Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Good morning. Hallelujah.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Praise
we
the Lord.
With Jesus
Hallelujah.
Christ. We are on Maximum Radio, and this is Global Time with Jesus Christ. This is
Hallelujah.
Monday, 7th, October 7th, and this is the beginning of a brand new work week, the beginning of a brand new day. We just want to thank God for sparing our lives to see another week. First, I would like
Hallelujah.
To apologize for my pastor, Aubrey Gregory. He is a little under the weather this morning, and he requested that we, the members, and the participants of this prayer line, that we carry on the prayer line this morning. I pray that God will use each and every one of us who is on the prayer line to voice his work and to ask and seek God this morning for nations, for families, for friends. My name is Sister Christine Lamin. And I would like to welcome each and every one of you to Global Time with Jesus Christ on Maximum Radio. Praise the Lord.
Praise Him.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Glory.
Okay, this
Hallelujah.
Morning, I would like again to welcome each and everyone, wherever you are, whatever part of the world, whatever nation, welcome to Global Time with Jesus Christ. Our theme for today is He is our High Tower. And it was taken from Psalm 144:2. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. And we know that God is our high tower, he's our shield, he's our buckler, he's our protector, he's our everything. So this morning we are going to him knowing that he is our high tower, and in him we all trust for everything. First, I would like to ask that we individually I will just ask whoever wants to pray for the topics that we are going to pray on this morning, that you just come in. You know, you press 1 and you would be with the speaker, and you just come in and you have a praise report, you have a prayer request. You just come in and answer prayer. First, I would like someone to start us off in prayer for this blessed day that God has made.
Thank you, Lord. Father God, we just give you thanks, O God. For the scripture says, O God, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name and make known his deeds among the people. And truly the Lord is among us and with us this morning, because he woke us up and started us on our way today, a fresh day, O God. We thank you for this new day, O God. O God, and for the refreshing, O God, Lord, of this prayer line today. People everywhere, every nation, every people,
yes,
praise
Lord.
Ye the Lord. Give thanks unto
yes,
the Lord,
God.
For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Oh, we just say thank you, Lord, on today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Again, if I didn't introduce myself, I am Sister Christine LeMay, and a blessed morning to each and everyone who is hearing my voice. Today, we would start off with something that has been always been in my spirit and is always a burden in my prayer. I would like someone to pray for the incarcerated. We have one name in particular, Brother Miguel Torres, who is one of our pastor guy that we work with, that he worked with us. He's incarcerated. From time to time, we hear from us. So I would like us to pray for Brother Torres and for all who have family, friends, relatives. Even if you don't have friends and relatives that are incarcerated, we just pray for men and women who are incarcerated. Okay. Father, we come to you this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are the only one and living God. You are the high tower. You are our fortress. You are our trust. And Father, we lift up all those who are incarcerated, all those who are imprisoned, not only physically, Father, but even mentally, even some of us who are out and we are not behind wall, but our mind are imprisoned. We come before you this morning, lifting up Brother Miguel Torres, wherever he is this morning, Father, we ask that you anoint him, reach him wherever he is in his room or having breakfast or wherever. We ask that you touch Brother Torres right now and that you keep him. We thank you for watching over him. We thank you for him remembering everything that you have taught him about you and about your love, Jesus. We pray that you continue keeping him, continue blessing him, grant him every favor while he is in there, Lord. Watch over him, protect him from all danger seen and unseen. Father, we lift up every member on this prayer line, everyone who has a family, a friend, or even a thought of those who are incarcerated. Lord, we pray that you will watch over them, that you will keep them, that you will shield them, that you will protect them, that you will be their fortress, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you bring people into the prison system, into the prisons, that will preach your word, that will preach and let them know, Lord, that even though they are out of circulation in the public, but you are with them, that you are everywhere. Just how you were with Paul in prison, Lord, that you are with them. Our sons, our brothers, our sisters, our daughters, parents. Yeah. Father, we ask that you visit the prison this morning and you touch and let this be not only for what they did or for what wrong they did, Lord, but this be a turning point in their life, Lord, that you will reveal to them, Lord, that there is another way and that there is still hope in you. In Jesus' name we pray and we ask. Amen.
Amen.
Next, we will pray for the sick. We have two names in particular, Sister Michelle, Sister Bullock, and also I would like someone to lift up Pastor in prayer because he's not feeling well. He's a little under the weather, and I would like someone to lift him up in prayer and lift up every other person and just pray for the sick and those who are not in good health.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
God. Oh, hallelujah.
We humbly
praise
the throne of grace, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, Heavenly Father. You are wonderful. You are marvelous.
You
are magnificent. Oh, Lord God. And, Lord God, you created the heavens and the earth. You created all that's in it, every man, every woman, every child, oh, Lord God. Your desire for us, Father God, is that we walk in divine health, oh, Lord God. Lord God, you said that you'll protect us from the evil. You said that by your stripes we are healed, oh, Father God. And, Lord God, give strength unto all those in the body of Christ right now, O Lord God, in the hospitals, O Lord God, at home, shut in the beds, O Lord God. Give them strength, O Lord God. Rejuvenate their minds. Rejuvenate their bodies. Rejuvenate their emotions. Rejuvenate their spirits, O Father God. And Lord God, O Father, help them, O Lord God, have all the knowledge that they need, O Lord God, and that they apply it, O Lord God, to walk in divine health, O Lord God.
Yes.
That they need all the water that they need, get all the rest that they need, get all the exercise, O Lord God, fruits and vegetables and protein. Father God. You're more than able, oh Lord God. Even work miracles right now, oh Father God, that they rise up, oh Lord God, feeling wonderful, oh Lord God. Full of strength, oh Lord God, able to minister your word, oh Lord God, able to love their families, Lord God, able, Lord God, to bless the communities, Lord God. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. You're more than able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, so thank you, Lord God. And we thank you right now for the great exploits that the body of Christ shall do. We thank you right now for the people of God, oh Lord God, all of us, oh Lord God. Oh Lord God, we thank you right now. Let us apply your word to our lives, oh Lord God, every day on purpose, oh Father God. Lord God, that we'll be strengthened in the man, oh Lord. And Lord God, baptize all those that need your spirit, oh Lord God. Baptize them in your spirit, oh Lord God. Lord God, that we can be powerful people, that we can live long and make great impact for the kingdom of God. And we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' holy, matchless name, we believe in you. We agree with you. Your will be done, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God.
You know, we ask someone to lift up Pastor Aubrey Gregory in a special prayer that God will touch his body and that whatever it is that the enemy is trying to attack his body with, that it would not prosper.
Thank you, Lord. Father God, we just give you the glory. We give you the honor, O God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because you said that you would give us pastors after your own heart, O God. And Lord God, said, O God, you are well able to take care of our pastor and supply all his needs according to your riches and glory in and through and by your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord God, we pray, O God, we ask in the name of Jesus, health, O Father God, wealth for his body, even now, Lord God, because you are the Lord thy God that healeth him. You are the Lord thy God that keepeth him. You are the Lord thy God that causes to stand to gird up the loins of his mind, O Father God. Lord, we pray your word over him right now, that he have on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, what which is your word, the shield of faith, and his loins being girded about with truth, and his feet shine with the preparation of the gospel. Oh, in Jesus' name, no weapon formed against Pastor Gregory shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Lord, healing, oh God, is in your wings, and you overshadow him. Even now, his body is being thou made whole. He's being strengthened, and he's being girded up.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Right now, oh God, we thank you for doing the work right now, oh God, in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord, even as he lives,
thank you, Lord,
that you will minister unto him, oh God. Oh,
Jesus' name.
Amen, Lord God. Even our first lady, oh Father God.
Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord,
concern
her you are concerned about too, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord, and Lord, you is with them to uphold Pastor Gregory and Liz, oh Father God. And we just want to thank you for them right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Now the line is open for anyone who has a praise report or prayer request. You can go ahead now and voice your praise report. Well, I have a praise report. I just want to praise and thank God for me seeing another day, and for God blessing me, and for God keeping me, and for he doing a new work in my life. I know it's a new beginning, it's a new thing, and I would just want to thank God that he has brought me a long way, a long, long way. And I pray and I ask that he continue keeping me and keeping his word in my heart, that I would not sin against him. That is my praise report and my prayer request this morning. Okay. Another thing I would like us to pray this morning for is for ministries, for different ministries, and not only our ministry, but different churches, that God will bring ministries together, bring churches together, bring fellowship together, that we would really get together and do what is needed in God's word for his kingdom and for the community and for the different churches. Would someone like to pray for ministry? Okay, Father, I come before you this morning in no other name but your name, Jesus Christ, asking you, Lord, to we lift up ministries this morning, Lord. We lift up the different ministries. We lift up Christian Ed Ministries. We lift up the Usher Ministries. We lift up evangelism. We lift up the women ministry. We lift up food ministry. Father, we just want to ask you, Lord, to bring us together as one so that we could do the work for your kingdom here on earth, Father. You say that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we ask that you raise up men and women who are really after your heart, who are really after doing the work that you want us to do, to go out preaching the gospel in all nations, to go out doing your work, to go out praying for the sick and praying for the shut in, praying for those that are in prison, just ministering in the community, in the streets, in the nation, in the different churches, Lord. We lift up the usher board. We lift up the children ministry. We lift up the praise and worship ministry. We lift up the music ministry. We lift up the youth ministry. We lift up the pastoral ministry. We lift up every first lady, Lord. We lift up every ministry in this nation, Lord. Every church, every house of worship in this nation, not only in North, not only in New Jersey, but in the nation, Lord, that churches and ministry will come together to do your work, Lord, to heal your land, that we will forget ourselves because it's not about us, Lord. It's not about ministry. It's not about religion. It's not about a title, but it's all about you, Lord. People are out there dying. People are out there speaking. People are out there searching. Lord, give us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to seek souls for your kingdom, Lord. Give us the know-how. Equip us with your word. Help us to study your word so that we would be approved when we go out there to minister and to worship, Lord. Those who have given the call, Lord, I pray that you give them the discerning spirit. Open their spiritual eyes, even the more their spiritual ears, even the more that they would hear from you, that we would hear from you, Lord, that we would go out there and do what thus saith the Lord. Win souls for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise
thank
the Lord.
You,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Again, if you have a prayer request,
thank you.
To come forth with your prayer request or your praise report. We have a few minutes again that we could just lift up others in prayer and thank God for what he's doing in the lives of others. Like we have Sister Tammy, we have other brothers and sisters, babe in Christ, that is seeking the Lord and that is looking for a new way in life. We would like to lift them up this morning. We would like to lift up our loved ones who are not saved and that we are praying for. We know that it is already done.
Yes.
He promised us that as for we and our household, and even though your children is not part of your immediate household, they are still a part of your life.
Yes.
We would like to ask God to answer our prayer in the delivering and saving our loved ones.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Give God thanks this morning for life and give Him praise and honor and glory for all that He has done, what He's doing, and what He's about to do, not only in my life, but in the life of every member of my family. I give God thanks for moving on my behalf and coming in, oh God, when all seemed like it was lost and it didn't look like it was going to be what I would like it to be, but I thank God that He gave me the patience. So wait upon Him this morning. I encourage you, saying, even though you might be praying for something and it may not come to when you want to or in a certain timing, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. You say, wait, I say, on the Lord. This morning I thank God that I have the patience. It was easy. Sometimes it was frustrating. I'm not going to lie. But I thank God for people of the of ministers of the gospel of, you know, the people in Christ that encouraged me. So I thank God this morning for my patience, for giving me that patience. And I continue to ask Him for patience because it has different situations that might come up and arise. And I know it's not only for myself, but others. That some things might be very trying, some situations, you know, with family members or with co-workers, you know, or other people, even people at our churches that we have to, you know, we have to deal with them. And we just ask God to give us the patience. Give us the patience, because without Him, we can do nothing. So I thank God this morning for that. And this morning also, I would like to discuss my very best friend. She lives in Trinidad. Her name is Martha. And I have been ministering to her even before, even in my baptism days, I would kept ministering to her. But she's still being, you know, stiff-necked. But last week I had a talk and she was on my mind for the whole entire week, and I was just feeling a burden for her. And I called her and she was telling me, you know, different things that going on with her family, and she's saying, you know, I can't take it anymore, I can't take it anymore. And I just ministered to her that she just said that she's to the Lord in prayer. So I'm just asking this morning to say to the fellow in prayer. I told her about, you know, giving it up to God, so let's just pray for her salvation. And that she would just let everything go and let God have His way.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
I have a praise prayer. Good morning, Saint. I just want to praise and thank God because I have a position that I enjoy immensely. And there have been some days, not too long ago, that I was kind of rushing my days because I wanted to get home. But then the Lord spoke to my heart, and He was saying to me, refocus on enjoying your days every day, not just some of the days, because I really, really enjoy what I do. But some days, like I said, I wanted to get home. So I'm just praising and thanking God because my focus is turned around, and now I focus every day to enjoy my days, because your days are a blessing from the Lord, and it's a blessing to have something to do that you really enjoy and that you really can be a benefit, you know, to people, to the kingdom of God. And I just praise Him for that. I have challenges going on, but I'm always so full of joy, and there's so much gladness from receiving on a daily basis His revelations and His word just resounding inside of me, and being able to meet people and share with people sometimes, and you know, every other aspect of my life is just so much to be grateful for, and I just give God the praise and the honor. I praise and thank God today, too, for the North Gospel Tabernacle, Newark Gospel Tabernacle, like I like to say, a home where there are so many believers that really, really love God and really, really know how to open their arms to the lost and open their arms to the babies and the teens in spiritual, I'm talking about, you know. And I pray that for the whole body of Christ, that when people are trying to crawl and walk and talk, that they're not beat up as hypocritical and all of that stuff, but they're nurtured and loved and helped to grow. And I just give God the praise, the honor, and the glory for what he has done in my life and the level that he has taken me on right at this point and where he's going to take me and take us as a body of Christ. And I just give him the praise, the honor, and the glory because he's more than worthy.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, you're worthy.
Yes, Lord.
We would like to thank God for all that he has been in all of our lives because we are not where we were. We thank you for where we are today, Lord. We thank you for keeping us, for watching over us, for helping us, for shielding us, for protecting us, for being our shepherd, for being our banner, for being our fortress. And we know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all that we ask. And on this note, we would like to say thank you for this another day. Everyone have a blessed day. Keep on praising, keep on dancing, keep on singing to the Lord.
Amen.
Keep your praise and your prayer and your steadfastness with Jesus that we will accomplish what he has set us out to do. And again, I thank everyone for joining us this morning. Have a blessed and victorious day. Be blessed.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God.
Thank God for your prayers and God bless everyone.
Hallelujah. Have a blessed and victorious day, everyone. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.